This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Presidential candidates in Iowa are pulling out every last stop as they sprint toward this week's caucus. GOP hopeful Mitt Romney put a new spin on inviting people to support him. Romney worked his funny bone with the crowd in Columbus Junction.
Come to the caucus. I want you to come and vote a few times. Oh, I guess I know. Just once. But bring a friend or two, and then you could like voting a few times.
Voters from both parties are slated to caucus on Thursday. People who aren't happy with any of the candidates in Iowa are abuzz over a bipartisan summit scheduled for January 7th in Oklahoma. That's because New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is scheduled to attend. Some moderates on both sides of the aisle hope the multi-billionaire mayor will make a run for president as an independent. Observers say Bloomberg could put as much as $1 billion of his own fortune into a run. Bloomberg, a lifelong Democrat turned Republican, says he's not interested in running for president. Violence in Kenya after the weekend's presidential election is following tribal lines. Incumbent Victor Mwai Kibaki comes from one tribe and his opponent Raila Odinga from another. Odinga accuses Kibaki of stealing the election through the systematic miscounting of votes. Kibaki has already taken the oath of office, even as the destruction and killing in the nation's shantytowns continue. NPR's Gwen Tompkins explains.
There are other issues. There are issues of corruption. There are issues of poverty. There are issues of education. But first and foremost, this is a race about ethnicity. And the president, Mwai Kibaki, is Kikuyu. He is a member of the largest ethnic group in Kenya. The challenger, Raila Odinga, is Luo. The Luos have never had a president of Kenya. Raila Odinga, they believe, was their candidate. He has an awful lot of popular support here, but not just among the Luos, but among many other ethnic groups in Kenya who were in league with the Luos. Many believe that the Kikuyus have had their chance and that it's time for someone else to take charge.
NPR's Gwen Tompkins. That's the news for now. Remember, it's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Allison?
Laura, can you believe what happened at my house?
Is that crazy?
I'm going to go back. I'm just obsessed with it.
Well, it's every New Yorker's nightmare that one of those air conditioners balanced
it's
up there
so
is
true.
Going to come unbalanced.
All right. Well, I have to keep everybody up to date. I know that's breaking news for everybody, but welcome to my life. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.